This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3437 for Tuesday, the 5th of October 2021. Today's show is entitled, The HTML Document Format. It is hosted by Daniel Person and is about 7 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is, talking about my favorite document format.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello hackers and welcome to another podcast, Daniel Person here, and today I'm gonna answer a question from Klaatu. He actually talked about his favorite document format and what the power was behind that, and also reached out and asked us what do we like in our document formats. And I would like to talk a little bit about a lot of different formats, but the power in using them. So if you have a web page, you can create that web page in so many different ways, but I would say that the most powerful way you can do that is using the power of HTML, CSS, and JavaScript as they were intended in order to create your web page. And if you want, you can have a backend that produces the HTML for you and create some really nice web page for you. But the power behind having a pure HTML document with everything that entails is something that you need to keep in mind when you're doing web development, because every website will have some sort of HTML document however you render it. But the power of the HTML pure document, where you don't use, for instance, React or Angular to create a lot of divs everywhere, is really special. Because in the HTML document and the standard that the V3C organization has created is something that both have the normal user in mind, and it also has a lot of good accessibility features in it. So if you create a button in HTML, however you style it, it will be accessible. It will be something that everyone can use. And if you're good with using tab stops and so on, and how you structure your document, you can have something that is really useful for everyone. If you are thinking a lot about how you are using your headers, the document will be a lot more readable. And there is so many good tags in an HTML document that could help you out in order to both keep it very readable and keep it very usable for everyone. And in an HTML document, you could put some JavaScript, you could put some CSS, and have good styling so it looks nice, and have some good functionality that you put into the document so it makes it more reactive. And you can, of course, put them in separate files if that is needed. In some cases, you don't really need that. You can put it right in the document and have a small website that has great functionality and is just one file. But if it makes sense to split it out in multiple files, and have styling in one file or multiple files, or and have your functionality in one file or multiple files, that's just fine and really good way of creating your software, but keep the HTML document there in a good structure. If everything has one element, the web browser doesn't really add any extra functionality to that document or structure to that document because it doesn't really have the metadata to do so. But if you are using the right HTML documents in a structured and good way, the web browser can help you out, the screen readers can help you out and make your document readable for everyone. So this was what I wanted to talk about today. My favorite document format is the HTML document because it's really thought through and it has gone through four, soon five iterations, and it has a lot of functionality and a lot of thought behind it. If you are fond of any other document format, please create the podcast so we can listen about it. And I hope that you learned something today. I hope that you like this. And if you want to comment on it, you can leave a comment as well, and I will read those. And I hope that you use more open source.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.